Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, a teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri.
How are things going?
Great. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I missed you.
Well, I missed being here too, but life happens.
Yes, it does. Well, as always, I'm very excited about our guest.
Yes,
the information
absolutely.
I have that I will be sharing here in a little bit. But our guest is just an amazing seasoned educator.
Absolutely.
Normally, yes. I talk about the weather, other things, but I want to get right into it.
All right, let's do it. So we're going to get started with our first segment, Happenings at Our Campuses. So what do you want to share with us today?
Well, today I want to share really, really, really exciting news about Alamosa Elementary School 3-5, as well as Ortega Middle School.
Ooh, all right. Here we were being recognized, so tell us about it.
Yeah, you probably saw it on Facebook or our
down
website.
The hall as the okay, one of the cool. assistant principals came through the hall, just so excited, and she shared it.
All right, well, let's get into it.
All right.
So U.S. News and World Report released its 2024 Best School Rankings today.
All right.
And two of our campuses made this excellent list. So, of course, Alamosa Elementary 3-5 has been ranked 253 among the best 778 elementary schools by U.S. News and World Report. AES 3-5 was also ranked 253 out of a total of 1,412 total elementary schools in Colorado. So this is a huge deal.
Absolutely. So this was like a national recognition and a state recognition.
Correct.
Okay.
Now let's talk about OMS.
Let's talk about OMS.
OMS has been ranked 151 in Colorado among the best 392 middle schools that are eligible for an award. Now, when it comes to total schools in Colorado, they are 151 out of 964 middle schools. It's a huge deal.
Absolutely. So among nationally, help me out here. Nationally, we are like in the top 40%?
In the state of Colorado, we are in, I think you would say, in the top third.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But yeah, in Colorado, like even higher than that.
That's correct.
I haven't done the math, but it looks good.
So let me tell you about how did we get here.
Yes.
So they use the methodology for the rankings focuses on state assessments of students who were proficient or above proficient in math and reading, language arts, while accounting for students' backgrounds, achievement in core subjects, and how well schools are educating their students. They also looked at student-teacher ratios, and it's also applied into the formula. So this is very special to us because this aligns with our core beliefs and mission and vision. So what I want to make clear is this is really telling us that as a system, and specifically those two schools, are doing a phenomenal job at educating all students. I think that we all know that there are schools in the Valley who have a higher score when it comes to the school performance framework. Mm-hmm. But when looking at the population of students, demographics, this is how we ranked. So this is a huge deal. And you work at OMS.
I work at OMS.
and our guest works at OMS.
That's so right.
I have the pleasure of congratulating the two of you now. And
awesome.
Then we'll do some more a little later.
So, you know, being a teacher and working at OMS, I can tell you that there are many adults working, not just teaching, but helping students, whatever their needs are. And we want, you know, OMS and all of our campuses to be welcoming places where we set students up to be successful, and we're also dealing with other things. That's why that's part of our recognition.
That's correct.
Is in the education of all students, not just the best.
Yes.
But and, all students.
And we know we have a lot of work to do. We come to work every day passionate about what we do.
That's
and,
right.
You know, one of our guests is going to talk about that. But, you know, we will continue to try to get better and better.
Absolutely. Well, well done to everyone at our 3-5 building and at Ortega Middle School. Congratulations to everybody, every single person at those campuses. It yes. takes everybody. All right. Well, let's move on to our next segment, Celebrate. And we have a special guest.
We do have a very special guest. We have a seasoned teacher. And I love speaking to, I mean, all teachers, but I love to gain knowledge from talking to our seasoned teachers. So our guest today has been in education for 29 and a half years. And out of those 29 and a half years, 12 of those years have been spent at OMS. She has taught science. I learned that she taught one semester of
home ec.
And most recently, MTSS coordinator at OMS. Welcome, Sherry Jones.
Sherry, hi. Welcome to Education Radio. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. Sherry Jones, I was born and raised here in Alamosa, graduated from Alamosa High School, class of 90. Married my high school sweetheart.
Wow.
All of his family's from here. My family's from here. We have quite a bit of education in our background as far as our families. My father-in-law taught at Alamosa School District for forever. My mom was an elementary teacher for a while. My husband is a superintendent. My sister is a professor at Adams State. Anyhow, lots of education in our background. So, yeah, it's kind of like you were born and raised to do this, right?
Right, and I've noticed that education tends to run in families, right? Runs in yours as well,
it Louise? Does.
Yes,
yes,
mine as well.
Yeah,
and so it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
Yeah.
But it is a calling, right?
For sure, yep. Graduated from Adams State College, and then went on to get my master's, good old-fashioned way. It was actually correspondence work through Grand Canyon University. This was before the internet was a big deal, so literally would write my papers and mail them off and wait for them to come back. Yeah. So kind of crazy. Taught at Monta Vista Middle School for 4 years, Centauri Middle School for 13, and then Alamosa for the last 12. So I for sure have to go longer at Alamosa than I did Centauri.
That's right. Yeah. Right. You saved the best for last.
For sure. And I'm a proud mother of twin boys that are almost 20 years old now. So off to college. Kevin and I have
emptiness.
Yeah. It's a little rough.
It does.
Yeah. All is good, though. It's a good life.
All right. Well, you've gone from being a teacher, home ec, science most of your career. Now you have the title of MTSS coordinator. What does that mean, and what do you do?
Good question.
Everything. Yeah. Everything.
Or what did you do today, right?
Yeah, today. So it stands for multi-tiered systems of support. And honestly, if you look up a job description, it's pretty vague. There's not a whole lot of, I think my job description says I'll go to trainings and meetings for the most part. But it's really all about finding ways to support people in your building, and not just kids, but teachers, you know, cooks, counselors, janitors, whatever. I mean, it's finding ways to be a support system. Really what MTS should do is oversee plans and look for tiers of interventions, tier one, tier two, tier three. We're talking academic, social, emotional, behavioral, all those things. But it's pretty vague. Today I spent a lot of time talking to kids about how you can prevent going to summer school and things of that nature. So, yeah, helped a teacher for a class period, you know, help me with my classroom management a little bit. Sherry, can you be support system and help me get through the next 18 days? I'm like, you betcha.
So wonderful.
It's very vague, very open-ended for sure, but it's good.
And because I've worked like in the same part of the school building, right? I get to, you know, see your work, but you're the kind of person that always goes above and beyond.
Oh.
And what you do, and so I just want to point that out to our audience, is that you are the kind of person that's going to take it to the next level, because that's the kind of person you are. So not just students, but everybody.
Yep.
And that's awesome.
Well, you know, and let me interject.
Sure.
Your job can be vague, but it's been very impactful. We talk about the Everyday Matters campaign. Mm-hmm. It was Sherry's idea who talked about, why don't we put together a campaign? And now it's just taking off. And
yeah,
it's impactful. It's working. We're averaging 93% attendance. Mm-hmm. We're beating the state. We know that when we get kids to school, we can teach them.
That's
we have
right.
the teachers in the system to do so. So just wanted to plug that in.
Thank you.
So I've seen you in action in the classroom mm-hmm. as a science teacher. And I believe you're one of the best teachers I've ever seen. Yeah. And I've got a few more years than you. And so that's saying I've seen a lot of teachers, and you truly are one of the best. So what made you try something different?
That's a good question, Adrienne. And thank you for the compliments. It means a lot coming from you. I really don't know what triggered me to, like, hey, let's just try something a little different. I think probably a lot of it was the monotony of the grading and the... Actually, I love to lesson plan. I like to lesson plan. I think it's very fun. Coming up
right,
with strategies.
Right, you're designing something, yes.
Yes, I enjoy that. But the day-to-day grading was pretty overwhelming, and
sure.
it just fit in perfectly. I thought I would start it the first of my boys' senior year, and I'm like... This will just make life a little easier, mm-hmm. just be able to spend some more time with my family because I knew they'd be leaving me soon enough.
Right.
But, yeah, so I think that's probably what spurred it was just looking for something a little different. At that point, it'd been 28 years, all middle school science.
Right.
It's like, okay, let's try something a little different. So,
and I think that's how we keep things fresh mm-hmm. in our profession mm-hmm. is that, you know, every few years you do something mm-hmm. different and, you know, work education from that angle.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that you are making a big difference.
Thank you.
And, I mean, I've worked with students that you are working with, and we see how they are growing and handling situations better. And,
good.
And you are making a difference.
Good, thank you. Because I know at times I felt like I do miss the classroom, too.
I know.
Not
going to
lie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it I miss, but... I feel very productive on a daily basis. I do a lot, but I don't always feel effective. So thank you for
know,
those words.
Every student, it matters to every yeah. single student. And however many we can reach and move
true.
Forward, that's success for that child.
True. Thank
all
you.
All right.
Yeah.
So in this podcast, you know, we've talked about the trajectory that OMS is on. We've celebrated the growth on the school performance frameworks. Just now, we celebrated the news or the accolade from U.S. News. You're there. You know your school better than I do, and you know you're getting to know our district, or you know our district because you've been here longer than I have. But my question is, what excites you about OMS or our school district?
I love the people I work with. I have some of the best teachers around by far. And they're very committed to what they do. That excites me a lot. And also, we do have students who have some real great needs.
Yes.
And finding ways to help those kids with those needs is very rewarding, and it excites me as well. It excites, it discourages all in the same breath sometimes.
Yes.
But I just know there's such a need for our students that it's a challenge, I think. Mm-hmm. How do we find ways to help them in whatever capacity it is? Help them, but yet still hold them accountable. Because mm-hmm. I preach that a lot, mm-hmm. accountability. Like you still have, we've all had obstacles in our lives we've overcome. Some we know about, some we don't. You know, some we share with others, some we, but we all have obstacles. But you're still need to be held accountable.
Right.
Because we're hoping to produce people who are good contributors in our society in the future.
Absolutely.
And that they themselves are happy and successful in whatever the realm may be. But, and, yeah.
It's
know.
A big job.
It
right?
is.
It's a big
it
job.
Is.
So, you know, talking about, we do have some students who are just going through so much. Mm-hmm. So what advice do you have for parents who are struggling with getting their children to care about school? And middle school is a tough age.
It is, for sure. You know, we try to find ways, at least when I have a lot, I talk with parents way more now than I ever did in the classroom, for sure. What are something that motivates them and excites them about school, and try to find avenues for them to find things to do at Ortega Middle School, for example, that will entice them to come to school, first of all,
mm-hmm.
just be there, but then also be motivated. And I think OMS does a good job, or Alamosa School District as a whole does a good job of trying to find places where kids belong that aren't the typical, you know, well, I play football kind of thing.
Right, right.
I mean,
we do great at sports.
Yes, we do. But you put on and have for years and years one heck of a theater production, and you've turned it over to good hands in your in our Haley Perry. So
yes,
look at the tradition you've started.
Well, thank you. But, you know, I've always felt that there is a need to meet the needs of all the kids, and not everyone is an athlete.
Right.
And some kids just need that creative outlet. Yep. You know, whether it be on the stage or on a canvas, you know, whatever that creativity takes.
Right.
You know, let's give them that opportunity. Yep. Even in home ec, you know, creativity does come into it. And I love seeing what students are going to create.
Yep.
You know, with the, with what we're learning and the things they come up with, it just amazes me. And so, yes, it's about creating more opportunities so that all kids need us. Yeah. They fit somewhere.
Right. And then for parents, you just, it's setting up routines with your kids and holding them accountable as well. You know, I attendance meetings sometimes, or I just can't get my kid out of bed, Mrs. Jones. And I guess I'm just kind of at a loss for words at that point. I'm like, I guess I don't really know what you mean by that. But it usually starts as a pattern as young.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you've created that pattern in their lives, and then it becomes harder to overcome in middle school and high school if those things aren't set up at young ages.
Right. And just the importance of, you know, and I think we're going to get back to that, and we're going to keep coming back to attendance. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah, setting that up at home. And, you know, back in the old days when I was young, you know, getting perfect attendance was a big thing.
Right.
Now, with my children, it wasn't like as big of an excitement to them, but it was to mom.
Yeah.
You know, and so I passed that on to them. You know, we go to school every day. We get up, you know, at the right time every day.
Yep.
Sometimes there were things that came up that we had to take care of, but for the most part, we were at school.
Right.
Good advice for parents.
Yeah. Help just set those patterns and expectations. It's the same thing. Set expectations, structure, expectations, accountability. It goes a long ways with adults, too.
Sure.
It's true with adults. Sure. Yeah.
All right. So research shows us that students who attend school regularly are farther ahead than students who do not. Every day counts. So talk to us about learning and being at school every day.
Well, of course, that's what we come to school for, right?
Right, to learn.
It's pretty hard to get your academic skills down if you're not there. Again, I'm going to go back to the whole, like, setting a routine. It starts when they're in elementary school. And you think of an elementary kid who misses, well, now with 4-day school week, even 10 days in a month, that's half of that month.
Right.
You think of an elementary kid when they're learning to read and write and their math skills, that becomes a huge gap in their learning. And most of the time when you look back, the absenteeism occurs through their whole career, their educational career, but it also genuinely is correlated with their academics as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is it a lack of gap of learning? Probably could be, yes. And I think, again, those elementary years are so much more vital than, say, high school or middle school. It's still important that they're there.
Right.
But
that's when you're learning how to read and, you know, math.
Yes.
And, you know, in talking to adults who oversee adults in, you know, in the rest of the world.
Right.
Not in education. But, you know, I do hear, you know, about people missing work and calling in at the last minute or missing too many days. And so I think it's a habit that is brought in as children, like you pointed out.
For sure.
That's a really good point.
Yep. Definitely has an impact on their learning, for sure.
All right. You talked about working with your peers and just the dream team of educators that excites you about being at OMS. What is your favorite part about working at OMS, or maybe I might ask, working with that age group?
So they say middle school, like you just, you have to have the heart for it, and you have to, and I've honestly not, well, my very first teaching gig was at a little tiny school in eastern Colorado called Vilas, Colorado. There were 60 kids K-12.
Wow.
So,
tiny.
Yeah, I was the science department 6th through 12th grade. I had two seniors that year, you know. So I think middle school, it's just something kind of bred inside of you.
I would agree.
You have to be a little crazy. You have to be a little immature like them. You have to, I mean, I usually tell a lot of them, you know, I like you if I pick on you. And they're like, yeah, I know, Mrs. Jones, you're always giving me a hard time. So that's how you know I genuinely care about you. I probably, some people frown on that, but that's just my character.
But I've seen you do so much, you know, where you do special handshakes, you know, and then the special handshake changes. And you have to remember the handshake.
Yeah.
So it's the age group, huh?
For sure. I don't think I could do, I did sixth grade in Monty for 1 year, and I was like, there's no way I can go lower than that.
Okay.
And high school, you know, I've thought about, like, hey, that might be a good end to your career to try something a little higher up, but I don't know. It just, middle school has my heart, no doubt.
Awesome.
All right. So if you had a magic wand and you could change one thing about either OMS, our district, or the educational system from one day to the next, what would that be?
I'm going to go back to the word I use quite frequently, and that's accountability. And just helping hold all of us accountable from the top down, kids, just accountable for your actions, accountable for your learning, just implement more accountability. If I had a magic wand, that's what I would hope for, is some account, you know, and across the board. I think my friend Kathy West says it best. She says, we all will get away with what we can. And if we get away with it, we're going to get away with it, whether you're a kid or an adult.
Yep.
Good point.
She's a wise one there.
And I agree. I mean, what has kept me at OMS? The staff. You know, it's been an awesome group.
For sure.
Well, thank you for being with us today on Education Radio. We know that you will continue to serve the students at Ortega Middle School well, and that you will continue to make a difference in the lives of students. And that translates into successes for so many kids. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Moving on to our last segment, upcoming events. So the high school will be performing their spring play, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Friday, April 26th and Saturday, April 27th at 7 p.m. Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for children. In case you're wondering why you have to pay to see a play, it's that there are many costs involved with putting on a show, from buying the scripts and paying royalty fees to costumes, props, and set expenses. But come on out for an entertaining evening of theater, and when you have to pay that $8, pay it gladly.
That's right. And also another reminder about Salsa with the Superintendent, which will happen April 29th, which is next Monday, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Juanito's Mexican Kitchen. Come chat with Dr. Jones and I.
All right. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish, and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District, students today, leaders tomorrow.